Welcome to Ladd Peebles Stadium, home of the South Alabama Jaguars and the Reese's Senior Bowl. For the more than 100 seniors participating, the week of practice leading up to Saturday's game is a chance for them to make a good impression on representatives of all 32 teams around the league.
This is the place to be for the entire National Football League this week. So many guys every year come in as fifth or sixth round picks. They end up as second or third round picks because of what they do here today.
Some of them we've seen during the year for different reasons. You know, we've watched them tape. And then there's other guys who are just complete mysteries to us as we begin. But some of them open your eyes in a hurry. So it's fun to watch.
Really, the week of practice is a big deal. So this is the first chance for these players to get in front of the decision makers. The NFL coaches are out here, the general managers. Most of them are pretty wrapped up with the regular season. Now they're really getting into the draft. So this is their first exposure to these guys. So people always talk about, oh, there's no such thing as draft stock. The games are over. Not true. You can really help yourself with a good week down here.
This is how you take a good team and try and make them great and get to a Super Bowl. This is how you take a bad team and start to make them competitive again.
Players aren't the only ones put to the test in Mobile. Scouts, coaches, and general managers are hard at work searching for the next important pieces to add to their team.
Well, it's kind of like herding cows, so to speak. When they get to moving, we get to moving. So when they rest, we rest.
Everybody's broken up into different positions. Different guys evaluate positions day by day, and then you get a cross-reference. And then we just kind of get a feel for the day of how guys performed and how guys didn't perform.
And we're whittling down even further with the All-Star games, the combine, March individual workouts with our own meetings, watch film on them collectively to make sure we're all on the same page, working with the coaching staff, and then the draft. So it's like a big pot that just slowly comes down to just one little morsel.
You know, just trying to find out what makes them tick. Do they really passionately love football? Are they committed to the game of football? How much football do they actually know? You know, these are the little things that you begin to peel away as the process begins.
You're also looking to see how the guy does in this company that he has here, because this is elite company here, and, you know, how does he do with pro coaching that they're getting here?
The small school guys that you really like, you really can't evaluate greatly at a school because he's so much better than the talent that he's playing around. Then he gets to an All-Star game, you can evaluate him better.
So it's just another piece of the puzzle, and obviously these kids that are able to come to this game, they get an extra piece of the puzzle because there's a lot of guys that, you know, weren't invited here. So it really can only help the kids.
As they take a look at these seniors, the Chiefs personnel make a point to stay on the same page, something general manager John Dorsey believes was a big reason for the team's success in year one.
We all know each other. We know philosophically what we're trying to achieve here. We begin to think in like mindset, and I think that's important as an organization to think in like mindset when it comes to evaluating players.
He's all about us and about winning as a team. And everyone's got a, you know, an oar in the water, and we're all, you know, trying to pull.
He is probably one of the most respected scouts in the NFL. I mean, his work ethic is second to none. I mean, John's 100 miles an hour, and he expects all of us to be that way. And
we're all in this thing together, and what we're trying to do is give the coaches the type of players that they're looking for. You know, it's a team effort here in Kansas City, and I know that's what Coach Reed and John have stressed since day one, but it really, really is.
This is really something special that we're getting together here and just finding more pieces each year in this, you know, second draft, and we think it's really going to be special.
I mean, I relish waking up every day understanding that our long-term goal and objective is to bring the pride of the kingdom back. We're just in our second year, and we've set the bar high, and you know what we have to do is stay consistent throughout this and never be satisfied. I don't think you can ever be satisfied in this business at all.
Wow, concerted effort. Reed, you were down there. I mean, this is a convention of the league, general managers, coaches. What's the dynamic like in Mobile during the week?
It was unbelievable. And to be there not only with Coach Reed and John Dorsey, but also the staff, the Dom Greens, the Marvin Allens, the scouts, getting to know more of them, more of their thoughts, and just watching them evaluate this talent was just an unbelievable time.
I know a lot of you ask me every day about wide receiver and safety. We're going to get to that after the break. But I want to ask you, just globally during the week, who jumped off the page among the seniors that were in Mobile.
The two guys that really stole the headlines were the Senior Bowl's most outstanding overall player, Aaron Donald, the DT out of Pittsburgh. He just wowed folks day one, just took up the offensive line, the one-on-one drills, went against the guard, Cyril Richardson, out of Baylor, and just ate him up the first couple reps, showed his explosion with good footwork, getting around to the quarterback. He does have the height issue. He has 6 feet, 288, but he uses that speed to his ability. And also the Senior Bowl MVP come game time on Saturday was D. Ford, the defensive end outside linebacker at Auburn. Continued his dominating play from the BCS title game against Florida State. Had 2 sacks against Jameis Winston there. Continued that at the Senior Bowl. Had 2 more sacks. And Mobile was named the game's MVP.
Before we go to break, one of my favorite stories of the Senior Bowl is after every workout, John Dorsey's got his whole crew up in the stands. And just the cooperation there is refreshing, is it not?
Chemistry, you can't. It's priceless. Chemistry is priceless. The guys are up there in the stands, and he told us that's what we do. We gather, we bounce ideas off each other, and that's what makes this thing work.
Ooh, mutual respect. I love it. And we've come back. We are going to talk wide receivers at the Senior Bowl, and we'll talk safeties. You won't want to miss it. I'll get Reed's thoughts, and we return on this transition show from 13 to 14 on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show.